This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget America's over-the-road truckers either for doing a great job they're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we're also on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check that out, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can send us a message over there, and it will come in. Might take a couple minutes or so to get here, but eventually we'll see it. And I want to say good morning to Fred in Sarasota, who sent us a message. But in the meantime, let me go over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out in California. And Kyle, good morning again.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, President Biden and our Navy is sending Iran and China a message. In the Gulf of Aden last week, they did a high-energy laser test. Did you hear about it?
I heard something about that, yeah.
It's designed to strike surface-to-surface a ship in the distance, even over the horizon. And they'll never know what's coming at them.
Right.
And they took out a target over the horizon in the Gulf of Aden. And I'm sure Iran, and I'm sure China, and I'm sure even Russia was going, uh-oh.
Well, I would think so, because one of the things, especially in this day and age, Captain, as technology continues to literally race ahead, if you have something that is going to make especially the Iranian regime think twice about what they can or can't do or what they might be able to accomplish, that is a very, very good thing.
Well, if I've got a hypersonic missile, and I'm thinking about, well, here's my end-all, save-all, right?
Right.
Now I'm thinking about, what would a laser do to my hypersonic missile?
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because one of the things about the hypersonic missile thing is that it's very indefensible conventionally, from what we understand. So
what goes up must come down.
Well, that's right. But the high-energy laser, these races will never stop, obviously, but you have to try to keep these kinds of threats in check.
Now, Phil Donahue is turning 86 years old today, and God bless him.
Yeah.
But he, I believe, was the creator of modern talk TV.
I think so. He really sort of created the format and the in-depth sort of human interest story.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. And I would perchance to think that if it wasn't for Phil Donahue, we wouldn't have had other sort of iterations of that format.
Wouldn't have had Oprah.
That's right, Oprah.
Dr. Phil.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. And so Phil Donahue, real pioneer in that genre.
Yeah. Now, also, by the week's end, this city plans to have at least 112 of its own testing sites up and running, up from the 23 and the 89 sites currently available. We are talking about New York City, with concerns remaining over staffers who are calling in sick, with COVID tests and supplies and long lines and not being able to get things done as quickly as they should be able to. What a mess they got going on in New York City. Thank you, Bill de Blasio.
Well, right. That's sort of his parting shot to all the New Yorkers there. And, of course, I think with the new mayor coming in right after the New Year's Eve, basically, if I understand correctly.
That's right.
Then we may see some changes in that, because the focus may shift, Captain, from de Blasio's, you know, sort of, ruling by decree on things like that, to trying to get the city back to where it needs to be.
Who does a Dr. Fauci imitation better, you or me?
I think I would defer to you on that one, Captain.
Okay. Well, here we go. The masks are going to be required on airplanes forever. Don't worry about it. You're going to be wearing a mask all the time because you got to get the breath underneath your mask and you can't really go anywhere.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good, Captain. But, yeah, so what is all this about?
Oh,
well, here we go.
What an idiot.
Yeah, suddenly, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There has to be a time when there's not.
Are you aware of the fact that on an airplane where they have the recirculated air, the generated air that is cleaned like 10 different ways from Sunday, that it's actually cleaner on an airplane to breathe the air than it is if you're outside wearing a mask? There's no reason to wear a mask. Are you aware of that?
Well, exactly, and I think a couple of these CEOs have pointed out that, you know, the air that they're filtering and so forth becomes as good or better than if you're in the ICU, you know, or this kind of thing. So this is disheartening, to say the least, for Americans. It may be Dr. Fauci could have said, and there goes Jeff, he's right there in the chat room. He's right on top of it, Captain.
Oh, we got the duck.
There goes the duck. Hey, thank you, Jeff. And so, but, you know, it's so disheartening because he could have said, we may have to do this for a time, but not, say, maybe forever.
All right, hold that thought. And by the way, we got a surprise for Jeff. Since he dropped in with Dr. Fauci, we're going to drop out with this.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Go on. Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to it today. We should have quite a few people there. George, the Godfather, I think is going to be there. I believe Jeff will be there. I believe John will be there. Let's see. We might have some folks up from Bradenton there because of the fact that we've got the mugs tonight going on there with Amanda Mackey as the keynote speaker at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Mugs at 6:30. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell, Santa Mike, and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you can go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff he's got there on the homepage, and, of course, it's all going to say, enter with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such, okay? The promo code you'll need is Captain. That gets you whatever you want, Captain, no matter where you go on that site. Now, you can also click on the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's there, and you can use the same promo code, Captain, over there. You'll have well over 100 items there, maybe 150 by what I've been told. And insanely low prices, up to 75% off. Again, the promo code is Captain. The phone number, if you want to call and get a live person, is 800-641-5459. Now, this code that I'm giving you also works on Frank's Speech. If you go to frankspeech.com and you see something you want over there, you can use the same promo code, Captain. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. There's still time to order stuff and get it in by Christmas. There sure is. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to thank Joe Manchin, because Senator Manchin of West Virginia is an old-school Democrat. He's a tribune of working people, and he knows working people are the first to get burnt by raging fires of inflation. Now, he was in state government for a while. He also was a governor of West Virginia before he became a U.S. senator. He stood up to the progressive bullying through 2021, which he's been getting. And he got both the one-time infrastructure spending through Congress while blocking an almost unbelievable attempt to transform America into a Western European socialist state in the horribly misnamed Build Back Better bill. Now, it may not be just Manchin who's saving the Democrats from themselves, and all of us for that matter, as well as the filibuster, but he's the one prickling the arrows loosened from the left. And there's been a few figures in history of the Senate who stood up for our national goals at crucial moments in an era. One name that comes to mind, and look this one up, Kyle, Michigan's Arthur Vandenberg in the era of FDR comes to mind. It's not easy at a time, but it stands out in the history of our country. And I want to say thank you to Senator Manchin. Hang tough. We're with you. We'll stand behind you. You stand behind us, we'll stand behind you, right?
That's right. No, I would echo that completely. It's leadership and it's resolve. And also, Captain, it's doing the right thing in the face of enormous opposition from his own party. It's so important to realize that, you know, Senator Manchin is a Democrat, but he doesn't have a home because the Democrat Party has disintegrated essentially around him. So he is much more of a Republican, or at least an independent, than what would be known as the modern day Democrat Party. So I do think you might see something change on that sooner than later, only because as of now he doesn't seem to have a home to go to, because it's just absolutely being obliterated and really colonized by the so-called Democrat socialists and the woke crowd and all these things. And, you know, Captain, we've said it before, but it's a little cliche, but I think it's very, very informative. John F. Kennedy could not find a home in the Democrat Party today, President Kennedy, because he wouldn't recognize it, and they would not even recognize him.
By the way, another progressive city in Burlington, Vermont, sorely regrets its defund the police efforts. Even a council member who proposed that legislation admits things are not going as planned, as the crime is through the roof in Burlington, Vermont.
Gee, you think? I mean, you know, gee whiz. Captain, you and I said, you know, this is a recipe for disaster. We're completely vindicated with this.
Oh, that's all true. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got our Professor Emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man. Okay there, Mr. Dan the Man.
You probably won't like this, but Manchin's a snake. He's changed his spots to stripes and stripes spots so many times. That guy's albino. You know, he turned on Trump a couple of times. If this was true, he's so conservative. This would be his time right now to switch parties.
Well, he's going to be. I'm hearing, Dan, he's going to become an independent.
Well, it does. If he caucuses with the Republicans,
right?
Well, then maybe you got to. If he would become a Republican, mm-hmm. which in West Virginia would play great,
it would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. That would also give the that would also give the Republicans the majority in the Senate.
Yep.
And Schumer would be minority leader, and McConnell would be majority leader.
Yep.
And they would give Manchin a plum committee.
Yep.
They would go out of their way to get him.
Yep.
I'm sure they've offered this stuff to him.
Yep.
Right now, he looks good, and I'm glad he's doing what he's doing right now. But later on, when this blows over, I wouldn't trust the guy at all. He's not trustworthy. He's convincing right now because Republicans like it. But later on, they're going to regret this guy. Because he has done that. You know, anybody in the Senate that voted to convict Donald Trump, I wouldn't trust him at all. And he was one of them that voted to convict Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He has been all over the place. And he will never change. You know, he does decent advocacy for the coal industry.
Other than that,
he's a big spending liberal.
Didn't Mitt Romney also vote?
That's what I said. I wouldn't trust him either.
Okay, all right. Mm.
And there was a few others. What's the other one? I'm thinking Murkowski in Alaska
mm-hmm.
voted for conviction. There were three or four of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Romney's the one that always seems to be the point man on this stuff
mm-hmm.
because he was a former presidential candidate. nominee.
Well,
but
what'd you say,
you know,
Kyle?
This year alone.
All right. What'd you say, Kyle?
Yeah, I've got a quick question for Dan. And Dan, would you think though that at least given this current set of circumstances, does Manchin, regardless of how he might act in the future, but he doesn't really have a home now. I mean, can he work this out with how the Democrats have treated him up to this point because of Build Back Better?
Well, listen, they'll make love when they need him, and if he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be other issues down the road. Hey, listen, if he's such a fiscal conservative, in 2021, he's voted for an additional $5 trillion worth of spending that we don't have. So he's no fiscal conservative. He voted for he voted earlier in the year for the handouts, to extend unemployment benefits, and that was a sham. You know, originally it was to be for an additional $400. They shaved $100 off, so you'd only get $300 additional dollars a week. I'm telling you, this guy is not what you've seen. He is not a Republican. You know, he is pro. I could tick off the Republican Party plank, and he might only fit two of those planks.
Well, again, I'm hearing he's going to become an independent, a la the Bernie Sanders bunch.
Yeah, well, look, I don't consider Bernie Sanders to be an independent.
He's a socialist. He's a Democratic socialist. So is AOC, by the way. She's a Democratic socialist.
But as far mm-hmm. as Sanders goes, he caucuses with mm-hmm. the Democrats in the Senate. That's right. Enough for me to say he's a Democrat.
Okay, well, we're coming to break. I'm going to have to let you go. And, caller, you hold the line. You'll be the first one up on the other side of the break here. But, Dan, Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you again.
Hey, listen, you and Kyle, I hope 2022 is the best year of your lives. I will talk to you the first of the year.
Probably will be. Thanks a lot. Matter of fact, 2025 won't be bad either, will it, Kyle?
No, looking forward to it.
Yeah. And caller, you hang on there. I'll get right to you here right after we come back from the break. The music is coming up in my ear right now. But, you know, Kyle, very, very quickly, our callers are very astute. They're very tuned into what's going on there, and a lot of people do their homework, and we appreciate that. Because again, I'm not saying that Joe Manchin should be a Republican. I mean, it would make sense for him to do it because his state is now flipped red. Remember when West Virginia 2 years ago went totally red?
Well, right. Well, and I appreciate what Dan is talking about, but I also think that Joe Manchin may want to do a little payback here at some point. So you never know how things turn out politically.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was joined by San Francisco Mayor London Breed and Representative Marc Desaulniers on Monday, where she was promptly interrupted by a heckler.
This is it.
How President Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill could impact safety in the city was the topic of discussion. Pelosi said she and her colleagues in Congress are committed to getting Build Back Better passed
She added that she has hope Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia will find his way. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck offshore in the Cape Mendocino area of Northern California. The quake struck at a depth of 5.6 miles in the Pacific Ocean, about 24 miles away from the tiny community of Petrolia, along the rocky wilderness of California's Lost Coast region in Humboldt County. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ho, 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 and all that good stuff, and back at you, Mr. Ron. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our folks over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something I've been taking diligently for 6 years. Simply put, it works for me. That's why I tell you about it. If it didn't, you wouldn't be hearing about it. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product that's not narcotic at all, but it has ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. And it's worked for me over and over and over and over again. And as I told you last hour, those of you that are listening, I had a listener walk up to me yesterday and thank me so very much for telling him about this because he was now taking it. It was working for him. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Remember, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's how you get started. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out what's over there, order the $19.95 3-week quick start, and get going and see what a difference it'll make with you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got Mary on the line. We're going to go there right now. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. These police, people that voted to defund the police and all that, are a year later saying we, you know, kind of made a mistake and all that.
Yep.
It's like, I'm sorry, but I'm not buying in on that kind of stuff. That's the way they voted. You can look at the destruction they've caused. Vote them out of office and get them out of there. And once they say something like that to get rid of law and order, they never should, they can't redeem that. they've caused damage. So I think they need to go.
You know why they're doing that, don't you?
Well, people are kind of waking up and saying, hey.
Well, the business people, the constituents, okay, that pay their bills, their salaries, they've told them, they said, look, you need to do something about this right now, or that's it. You're history. You're gone. That's why they're doing something.
It can't be willy-nilly, you know. You've got to stick the side of the fence and stay on it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, go ahead, Kyle. What do you think?
No, I agree with Mary. I think that, you know, who in their right mind would have said, let's defund the police? And of course, the reason they were doing that is they thought that at the time that they were going to get a lot of political points and a lot of good press and so forth for standing up against the horrible police department or whatever it was at the time because of the racial tension that is fanned in so many ways by certain actors, political actors, that is, and media types and so forth. And unfortunately, we've had to get to this point now. And as you mentioned, Captain, the constituencies, especially the businesses, how can we operate? You know, I went to to one of the local marketplaces here today, or earlier yesterday, I should say, and they have one of those big signs that has a generator on it, like a road sign hazard thing. And it says, center is being monitored by the police department because they know that people think, oh, it's open season these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do know that they are also monitoring the folks up here in my neck of the woods, just not that it would happen, but thinking that, well, if you want to try, here we are.
Well, right, because the whole point or the whole message really now among these organized criminals is they can't do anything. They can't stop 80 of us if we run into Nordstrom or something like that. This is chaos. It's complete lawlessness. And these politicians, Captain, they put it in motion.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Kyle. How many dead people should remain on the voting rolls in Michigan?
Well, I don't know. It can only be a certain number of dead people, I think.
Do you know how many they have on there now?
It's a lot.
26,000.
Yeah, it's
people
awful.
That are either dead or people that have moved. 26,000. They're still on the voting roll.
Well, of course,
some of them vote.
Well, I know. Well, the real answer, of course, is there should be zero dead people on the voting roll.
Just like California, right?
Right. Right. But you know, it's the old saying: if I pass away, don't let me vote Democrat.
Well, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, known as the PILF, on November the 3rd, actually, first sued the Michigan Secretary of State, who happens to be a Democrat, for allegedly failing to remove the state's voter rolls the names of 26,000 registered voters who have either died or moved away.
So this is big time stuff. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, CNN is closing its offices to non-essential employees over the COVID-19 concern. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, we may see some of these kinds of things start to happen, especially for private offices that wouldn't, you know, or things that wouldn't, where the public comes in to get services or what have you. We also understand, too, Captain, it looks like the National Hockey League is pausing its season right now because COVID-19 is being found among the teams in some cases, too.
Yep. And again, the COVID-19 they're finding is this new variant.
Right.
Which is not that bad.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Democrats have reportedly lost a Hispanic vote. The concern that Democrats espousing the socialist policies grows with each successive generation of Hispanic voters. But the Hispanics don't want socialism, and they certainly don't want communism, because a number of them have come from south of the border where they have it, and that's why they're up here, to get away from it. Now, this is something that... when you talk about the fourth generation, which is the new generation that's up here, that rises to 60% of the people do not want socialism.
Well, Captain, there's no better instructor than having lived in that kind of environment. I remember back in the days when I was in school, I had professors that came from the Soviet Union. I had a professor that actually came from China. They understood exactly what was happening, and they were dissidents, really. They knew exactly what those systems were like. And I think it was a shock to some of the students at that time. You know, you mean really? It's all real over there? Well, yes, it was very real.
Now, the NPR, which is National Public Radio, PBS, Marist poll, finds that only 42% of U.S. voters approve of Joe Biden, while some 55% disapprove. That puts him 13% underwater.
And it's going to continue to get worse. This is one of the reasons, Captain, why
this is National Public Radio.
That's right. Well, this is one of the reasons why they're trying to focus so hard on the Omicron, because they think that that is a winning news cycle strategy for them. They certainly can't really pound on the Build Back Better, because that's not popular. Everything else Joe Biden is doing is turning to dust. He can't go out and talk without making some major gaffe, and you can't put the vice president out there without her coming off weird, as she has been. They're foundering, and so these polls are reflecting that.
Well, here's the weird thing. As many as 1.5 million working parents could exit the labor market coming up in 2022 as more U.S. households will receive the expanded child tax credit of $300 per month for each child.
Well, on the surface, it sounds good in the sense that, oh, there's money for help raise the children. But what will happen is just like with many of these different other programs or the proposals to just send checks to people, what it does is it keeps people from actually having to do things. And it dampens their spirit. That's not what America's all about. I'm all about helping people. I'm all those kinds of things, of course. But in the long run, what they're trying to set up, Captain, is a dependency on government, and it actually hurts our economy in the long run.
Yeah. And finally, most Americans are concerned about the new variant of the COVID-19 virus. But Democrats are more concerned than others and place more trust in the vaccines to protect themselves against the disease than do the Republicans.
Well, and I might even expand and say they put more trust in what Governor Newsom says or what Dr. Fauci says, or it's almost as if they're just there waiting for the authority to tell them, okay, here's what you need to think about this, and then they feel very comfortable because they feel that they're relying on the authority.
Well,
as opposed to doing, you know, digging into what this really means all in and of itself.
Well, here's what I'm seeing now. I'm seeing more people wearing masks going in and out of stores. And I'm seeing more and more people wearing masks in their cars. Now, that's nuts.
Well, a single person driving in
the car. Windows rolled up, air conditioner turned on, and they got a mask on. That's nuts.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that would be necessary.
Not necessary.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. Oh, boy. Okay, well, folks, we'll be right back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. We'll take a look at the weather and see if things have changed, and I think they have. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I
That is ZZ Top live in concert in Las Vegas, Nevada, up on stage. And by the way, they got one of their cars up on stage with them there, Kyle.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that is a sharp-looking video right there. And I'll tell you what, that car is really sharp-looking.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Yeah, it's the red one with the ZZ in it.
Yep.
All righty. Well, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, we're looking at some winter weather advisories, especially up in Montana. So if you're in Missoula and Helena, Great Falls, you've got the winter weather advisories going on right now, of course, and you want to be aware of that. Maybe some snow, of course, on I-90 as you're coming out of, coming out of Bozeman, and actually Billings, I should say, and heading down I-90. You definitely want to be aware of that. And then, of course, for our friends in Missoula and Helena, Great Falls, it looks like they're going to have a white Christmas for sure. You also want to be careful up on 4th of July Pass up in the northern part of Idaho as well, because they're definitely going to be having snow right now, 24 degrees. And the captain mentioned Donner Pass last hour, and that's exactly right. Snow in Donner Pass forecast all the way through as we get into Christmas. So,
I told you.
Yeah, definitely be careful.
7,500 feet, and it's always going to snow. If it's ever going to snow, that's the one place you can count on.
Well, that's right. So if you're coming out of Reno, heading towards Sacramento, of course, you do have a winter weather advisory, but be careful there with the Donner Pass. Then also dense fog advisory, this on the Interstate 5. This is going to be between Eugene and Salem, Oregon, so you want to be aware of that. Portland and Seattle, rain for the next several days. So be aware of that. The dense fog we had last night at this time in Central Valley in California is not registering right now. So you hopefully will have clear sailing there. But be careful north of Redding as you head towards the southern border of Oregon on the Interstate 5. You've got winter weather advisories and winter storm watch in that area tonight.
All right. Well, we've got some snow in Minnesota, snow in Wisconsin, snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, as well as over on the east side of Lake Michigan, up there around Traverse City, and over there around Lake Huron, we've got some snow. We've got some windy conditions there, too. But we've got a new pocket of snow, Kyle. Now, your daughter's back from Boston, right?
That's right, yes.
Guess what it's doing in Boston right now?
It's snowing.
Yeah, 33 degrees, temperature's dropping, it's going to be colder. And they got snow from Connecticut all the way up the coastline, inland about 40 or 50 miles, goes into Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, up into Maine, and goes right up almost all the way to the Nova Scotia border. And then up in the northeastern corner of Maine tonight, you got snow up there, Presque Isle. And Caribou, Maine, for sure, going up there, get a load of French fries. You're gonna be in the white stuff. And then we've got the gale warnings, the wind, and with this storm that's going to be tracking across Florida here, roughly about mid morning. We've got winds over on the East Coast, all the way from Miami. It gets a little bit more windy as you get up towards, let's see here, towards Lake Wales, and then over towards Daytona. And up around all the way to the Chesapeake Bay, then you get a little bit of a break. But it looks like as if this thing's going to go across Florida about mid-morning to 12 noon or 1 o'clock. And on the backside of the storm, it's going to get very windy. We're going to have 20 to 30 mile-an-hour winds to begin with. And when the storm gets across Florida and gets out there and starts going up the East Coast, there'll be 30 to 40 mile-an-hour winds on our side of the peninsula, if you will. And fact of the matter is, it'll be feeding the moisture. And whatever it is that's going to happen is going to happen up there, up the East Coast, the southeast part of the U.S. and whatnot, where we could see rain, or we could see severe thunderstorms, we could even see a tornado or two.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, you're going to find, of course, fuel and food, all those things that you're going to need to recharge after being out on the road. But be sure to join the Drivers Club. You can do that on-site or go to pilotflyingj.com to download the My Rewards Plus app. Now, also, for those last-minute Christmas gifts, if you're out on the road, stop into a Pilot or Flying J. You're going to find, in many cases, a great selection of electronics and all those kinds, all kinds of things that you might want to purchase for some last-minute gift-giving this holiday season. Christmas almost here.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him, and we'll be talking to him again tomorrow. RK, now we're going to go to the phone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, so we'll go right over there. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, we've got a new dominant Omicron variant, which is driving the surge in COVID cases. Over 70% of the cases now are this new variant.
I was just reading a Bloomberg headline that reads, under Manchin, they just want us to live with this. And the truth of the matter is, that's where we are.
Yep.
So let's figure out then what the treatments are going to be and make them available. I mean, we've got vaccines available all over the place. Great. But obviously now we're finding out that vaccines is not the end-all to be-all. And why is that? Well, we just found out that we've got Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Cory Booker that have both tested positive, been fully vaccinated and boostered.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to have to look at something else.
I'd like to know if they got the Moderna booster, because Moderna came out and said there is proof now, evidence, that the Moderna booster is stopping this variant.
Well, yeah, that would be interesting to necessarily know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting to the point where I'm not necessarily subscribing to everything that these vaccine makers are telling us. So I think we have to look to some other things. And that tells us then that there's a different level of, air quote, science that we're going to have to put some emphasis on and get some work done there. So, yeah, it's quite remarkable, including the fact that the National Hockey League has just suspended its season.
Yep, they did that yesterday afternoon late. Yep. Yeah, I heard it, and there'll be more. Trust me, there'll be more. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we got plenty to talk about. I mean, Joe Manchin's in the news. AOC is in the news. She laid a big golden goose out there again yesterday. Nobody caught her on it, but she did a big-time, huge lie on Morning Joe, and I'm going to tell you about it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.